Hey go-getters, welcome to another episode of The Brand Unveiled with Brianna Regine. Today we're talking about the importance of having a website for your brand and four key features you must have for an effective site. Happy listening.
Hello everyone, back at it again for another VR Live session. My name is Brianna Regine. Thank you for coming in. I am a publicist and brand strategist through my own agency, Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. I also go by the Millennial Gold Digger because I don't like putting any titles on myself. And I am back at it again with another live session to discuss tips that can help you brand your business and hopefully provide a different perspective so that way you can increase your brand's visibility. So today we're going to be talking about website must-haves and specifically four ways that you can, you know, include certain components on your website so that way you can increase the number of your loyal followers. A lot of the time I see artists in particular, but and by artists I mean musicians, but it also applies to a variety of different fields. You know, people say they have a cosmetics line or they have a clothing line or you know, they have a podcast and they don't have a website. And I understand that sometimes when you hear the word website, you automatically think, ugh, that's an investment. It can be so pricey, you know, things like that. And sure, it definitely can. I'm not saying that a website is cheap, but nowadays there are some affordable options that you can resort to. And maybe even if you don't do a full-blown website, maybe you do something like a landing page, which is basically one page. And from there, people can go to that particular page and just find out something more about your business other than what you put on your social media platforms. And it also just increases your legitimacy if you do have a website, another place for people to find out more, right? But that can be a whole different, you know, topic within itself, why a website is important. However, today I'm talking about elements that you should have on your website. The first tip is a biography. I cannot stress this enough. People need to know what you do. They need to know where your brand has come from. They need to know what makes your brand different, right? So make sure you have a biography that tells people about your business. You can include the founder, right? You can include the concept behind your name, right? These are different elements that should be on your website's bio in your about section, about us section, about me section, get to know me section. Please make sure you have one of those, okay? Number two, let people know what you offer. So if you offer services, make sure that is easily identifiable on your website. If you are offering product, make sure that is easily identifiable on your website. Why are people coming to your website? Is there a problem that you solve? Put that on your website. Make it really plain Jane so that people know exactly what you do and what sets you apart from someone else. Okay. Tip number three, have past work, case studies, a portfolio on your website. And that's for anybody in any industry. If you do art, where are your other pictures? If you have music, put links to your past projects or your latest projects, right? If you are a publicist, put past case studies on there. Put your past client work on there. Just make sure that people are able to see, okay, one, what you do, what you currently offer. Two, what you have done so that it can back up what you do currently. Number four is really, really, really important. I say it all the time, whether it's coming straight from my mouth or it's like a note on Instagram story or something, make sure you have a place where people can put their email addresses so that way you can build an email mailing list or a newsletter, okay? And I always say the same thing every time. I know social media is the name of the game right now, right? If social media died tomorrow, what the hell you gonna do, Gina? How you gonna contact your consumers? What you gonna do? Please, think about that for a second. If Instagram was gone tomorrow, okay, and you have an Instagram boutique, okay, and you have not been collecting emails, which that is a red flag, because however people are making transactions, you should automatically be getting their emails. But stay with the example, okay? Instagram shut down tomorrow. You have Instagram boutique. You don't have no emails. What you business at, shawty? How you going? Exactly. Okay? That is super important. Same thing if you are an artist, the producer, the DJ, right? The manager, okay? If your social media platform shut down tomorrow, right? Or even let's just say Google shuts down tomorrow, or this whole, like, people have to start paying for stuff, right? In order to access certain components of the internet. How are you going to communicate with the people that have been supporting you thus far? You better make sure you have that email popping. Don't miss out on your blessing, child. Don't you do it, okay? It's always safe to have a plan B. And not only that, you know, when you start talking about email marketing, which I'm not going to talk about right now, but if you would like to know personal tips, you can book a consultation. When you start to really talk about the effectiveness of email marketing and the different layers in which you can actually make more money through email marketing, then, you know, that's when it's really crucial, child. But even in general, before you get into all those different, you know, layers of it all, you should still have a database where every now and again, you are either sending people emails about what it is that you have going on currently, or, you know, just have it in general so that way you know that, hey, I have these lists of people that support me, right? These are the list of people that have come to my shows. They have paid for my art. They listen to my podcasts. They buy my beats. You see where I'm going with this? They support my cosmetic line. Have that list. I cannot stress how important it is. And that requires a strategy of its own to build. But if you don't have that strategy in place, if you haven't been focusing on that, I encourage you to please do. All right? So the four website must-haves that are essential to helping you increase your loyal fan base are a biography, what you offer, aka what problem are you solving, your password, case studies, portfolio, and a place for people to put their emails, all right? And if you follow these four tips or have these four elements on your website, the reason why you increase the likelihood of building a loyal consumer base is because you're viewed as legitimate. It's easily identifiable to know about what it is that you do. If your bio's done well, it'll separate you from the crowd and it will connect to that consumer in some way. And overall, you just need a damn website. You need a website. If you plan to do any partnerships, seek any media, be on any shows, it just looks 10 times better when you have something else that is beyond your Instagram, beyond your Twitter, beyond your Facebook, Tumblr, Pinterest, LinkedIn. You see where I'm going with this, okay? So don't be lazy. Do your researchables, your Googles, okay? Figure out some affordable options to build a website. And I preface, I'm not a website designer, but I did it, okay? Yes, it took me a long time, but I did it. I did a website for another client. It took me a while, but I did it. She's satisfied. It functions well. It has all these components on it. It's possible. Wix, Squarespace. There's tons of others. Don't be lazy, okay? I'm saying this because I love you. Get a website. There's so many of you that don't have websites. There's a lot of you that don't have websites, okay? And I want you to win. So get your website, all right? So thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. If you have any specific branding, marketing, or public relation questions and you kind of want guidance on how you should go about doing certain things in your business and Google isn't necessarily giving you that confidence that you're looking for, that insight that you're looking for, you want to actually speak to someone, then I suggest you invest in my 1-hour consultation calls. It is recorded. I do answer your specific questions. I don't hide anything. If I know how to do it, I tell you. If I don't know how to do it, I will tell you how to figure out how to do it. Or I will even tell you, like, hey, I know someone who does it. Hit this person up. So please take advantage of that. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Brand Unveiled. We hope you gained insight and clarity on your next steps to building your dream website for your business. If you have any topics you want to discuss, please email them to info@brvisionaryconsulting.com. Be sure to join our email list for more tips, tricks, and trends at www.brvisionaryconsulting.com. Thank you.